I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. Man, what a night of sports. The Mets pulling off this unbelievable comeback in the middle of the night out in San Francisco just to blow it. Incredible game, one of the more exciting games that they have played all year. Too bad they couldn't get it done, but still a lot of fun. And the New York Rangers dominate absolutely from start to finish. Did exactly what Boomer was asking them to do. Three periods of letting the Carolina Hurricanes know who was boss last night in the Garden. The Yankees end up beating the Orioles. So we have got a ton to get into today on this Wednesday morning of Memorial Day weekend week that ends down in DJs that we're so fired up about. We got our guest bartending tonight. We got a day tomorrow. Then, of course, with the golf and everything else. And then Friday, DJs. I mean, we are just humming along here on Boomer and Geo. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Geo. You know, I'm very happy when it comes to sports these days. The Rangers may have played one of their best games, if not the best game of the season last night. They did dominate. Shesterkin was great early in the game. Didn't allow any couple really good chances by the Hurricanes. End up in the back of the net. But, you know, they're playing solid defense. They're protecting their goalie. They're blocking shots. They are, you know, obviously capitalizing on their power play. I still say that they're going to have to do this down in Carolina. You know, this is a huge win for them last night. It gives us at least a game six one way or the other, which means we have another game at Madison Square Garden. And it looks like this thing is going to go to seven, but we'll see. I mean, but the way they played last night from start to finish was just a beautiful game for me as a Ranger fan to watch this game and how their top players showed up on offense, how their additions like a Tyler Motton and Andrew Kopp have been so good. You know, even Justin Braun to a point last night, although I think, you know, his better days are obviously way behind him. He's solid. They're limiting the amount of time that Braden Schneider's on the ice, which is smart by the coaching staff because there are times they get hemmed in and he looks a little overwhelmed. But the physical nature of the game last night was really solid. Jacob Trouba, I think, you know, laid a hit on Ty Domi where Ty Domi's skates were going out from underneath him. Unfortunately for Ty Domi, he got hit in the head. But it was not the fault of Jacob Trouba. He was lining
Max
him
Domi,
up.
Just so
Max
you
Domi, yeah. Max Domi. Jacob Trouba had him lined up. He had him lined up perfectly. And unfortunately, because of what happened to his skates and how they were coming out from underneath him, he ended up getting hit in the head. But, you know, this is the kind of physicality that I wanted from the team. I didn't want stupid penalties. I didn't want I wanted a controlled rage.
I think right off the bat it was perfect because it was the Carolina Hurricanes that were reacting that got them a penalty that led to the Rangers' first goal. So
that was
absolutely, I mean, that's how you do it. That was the controlled chaos you were talking about.
Controlled and, rage.
Yeah, controlled
chaos.
Rage that you were trying to, you know, speak to them last night, and it ended up working out.
Right, and I don't, you know, when you go on the road now to Carolina, they haven't lost at home in these playoffs. They're really a different team. They should get Martinuk back in their lineup, a key contributor, bottom six contributor. It was like us getting Tyler Motte back. And, you know, you could see that Tyler Motte and, of course, Andrew Kopp, the two additions at the trade deadline, along with Justin Braun and Frank Vatrano, for that matter, because he has a nice goal last night. you know, all four of those guys have been significant contributors to this run here as of late, and that's a credit to Chris Drury and his scouting staff, because those are the guys that were added at trade deadline. Nobody has fizzled. Nobody has, you know, Mott got hurt, but then he's come back, and he's been a significant presence in so many ways. I mean, the penalty kill, you cannot, say enough about what he and Kopp can do together on the penalty kill. It's just little things that go on in these games where these guys deserve a lot of credit for that. Now, in order to win down in Carolina, I think they got to play the way that they played in game one, man. They got to try to stifle and stop and get the puck out of their own zone, because, you know, Carolina's going to be, it's going to be a flurry on Thursday night. It's going to be 10 minutes of fury to start the game, and Igor's going to have to be on.
I felt like, you know, game one and this game were very similar in the first couple of periods. It's just that the Rangers were burying more chances. And then in the third period, obviously, they weren't sitting back like they were in game one. I mean, so, you know, they played, that's a very similar game in game one to last night. It's just that they, you know, were able to bury the puck, and they were just a little bit better. And Igor, by the way, I mean, right off the bat, a minute and a half in, making the save that he did. That was a set the tone type of thing. Like, he's back. You're not messing with this guy right now.
You know, Natchez obviously missed an open net, much like Kako missed an open net in game one last night, too. So, they're, you know, and they hit a couple posts. So, things happen. You know, it's hockey. It's crazy. It's you know, you just got to be solid in your own zone. You got to be defensively responsible. You got to protect your goalie. And then when the goalie needs to make the big save, he makes the save. And, you know, there are a million little plays that happen over three periods in a game. But, you know, what I did like is when, you know, we knew Carolina was going to push at the beginning of the third period. They get a goal. Okay, they make it 3-1. There's a little bit of agita. Ray Ferraro's talking about the agita in Madison Square Garden. But, the Rangers calmly came back, and it was a great play between Strom and Kopp. It was really, I mean, that is high skill. That's understanding where your players are in the ice. That's seeing each other and making a perfect drop pass, and Kopp buried it past Ranta. You know, who finally, you got to remember, you know, he's a backup goalie.
Right.
You got to remember, he's a backup now. He's 32 years old, and he's played exceptionally well. And I personally have nothing but respect for him, because when he played behind Henrik here, he was a really good goalie. He was a really good, just like Gorgiev at times for us has been behind Shesterkin. You know, these guys deserve a chance to go and do something that he has never had to do before. He's never had to play in the playoffs before. And, you know, maybe, he made an unbelievable save last night on Mika Zibanejad. Shorthanded. It was a great play by Chris Kreider, a great pass. And if Mika elevates the puck, there would have been another goal there. But that's the way these games go, you know. And that's the one thing I have to say, that in the third period last night when it started, and I figured Carolina would probably get a goal or something, but the fact that they didn't let him get it to 3-2 made me have the ability to be able to switch over, look at the Mets, watch the Yankees. I mean, going all over the place.
Well, so I was last night, I ended up cooking the two Cinderella steaks, and I invited our neighbors over. And one of them, you know, is a huge Ranger fan. So, of course, we're sitting there watching the game together. And he's all panicking in the third period because they're doing it again. They're doing it again. They're laying back. All this. I said, no. You're going to win this game. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen again. Have a little faith in the adjustments here. Have a little faith in your team.
I had faith. I everybody says a 3-goal lead. You know, the hardest lead to protect in hockey. And not the way the Rangers were playing last night.
No, I mean, they were dominant. And that's what I was saying. I said, they're not going to flip the switch back in the way that they did in that game one. And by the way, I mean, they had a multiple-goal lead as opposed to a one-goal lead. They're at home. The place is going absolutely nuts. I said, you're going to be fine. I'm telling you. I just felt it. I mean, I felt it in watching these playoffs with the Rangers. I had a beat on them last night. And here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Our dinner on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have to change the time of it now?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier. maybe to 6:00. But here's the thing. This all starts with, it really starts and ends with the goalie.
Yeah.
You know, if the goalie is on his game and he has had a tremendous series. You know, from game one to game four, any of these goals, I could sit here and say none of those are his fault. You know, even yesterday when they do finally get a goal, we finally win a faceoff in our own zone.
Well, I mean,
and we wrap the puck around the corner, and then we lose a board battle. and the board battle ends up in the back of the net. You know, they do have skilled players who themselves, I'm sure, are very frustrated, aren't scoring enough on Igor. I'm sure Igor is driving Carolina Hurricane fans crazy, the players crazy, because he's played four really, I mean, A-plus top-end games.
Yep.
I mean, his performance in this series has been everything that he had been throughout the entire year. I mean, that's how good he is playing. And then when you couple that with solid defense in front of him, responsible forwards coming back, and I even saw last night Panarin a couple times, you know, in front of his own net. There were about five Rangers in front of their own net, you know, diving for pucks and knocking pucks away and trying to stick pucks away. You know, that's the kind of responsible defense that you want to see. And it makes the job for Igor a little bit easier. He doesn't have to face 50 shots and come up with all these crazy saves, much like, you know, like Vasilevskiy did in the 2-0 win and series clinching win over over the Panthers.
Yeah, and of course, as this game is ending, the Mets are starting. And then, you know, of course, I'm not up to watch this eighth inning when they are coming back and doing what they're doing, scoring the seven runs. I mean, you have the Lindor home run to cut it to 8-4 in the seventh inning. And then the eighth inning, you've got the seven runs where it was just unbelievable to take an 11-8 lead. And then, of course, giving it back and then taking a lead in the top of the ninth and then giving it back. I mean, just, you know, watching this this morning unfold was unbelievable. Now, I know that you lose the game, you're annoyed because you should have won the game, especially when you come all the way back, have a three-run lead, and you blow it twice in the bullpen, and Edwin Diaz gets the first two outs in the bottom of the ninth and then can't get it done, and Peterson's just a mess.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but, I mean, still, though, I mean, this team is just, I mean, how can you not love them? I mean, and they're down 8-2. They're still busting their ass. There's a million infield hits again because they're running everything out. You know, Lindor was great last night with the home run and then the triple. Dom Smith, who was dying for a big hit, he got a big hit. But, of course, the bullpen blew it for him. And Bassett was just atrocious.
He just had a really bad night.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, like you said, this is Edwin Diaz's second blown save.
Third now.
Well, but second in the last three.
Right, three opportunities. Yeah.
And, you know, it's really unfortunate because he has been good. I mean, you know, look, Jock Peterson had a night for the ages last night.
Yeah.
Three home runs, nine RBIs, just like Francisco Lindor did. So this is the $34, $35 million Francisco Lindor.
Oh, yeah, last night he was, yeah.
Yeah, I don't expect him to have six RBIs in every game.
Right.
But I do expect, you know, a consistent performance. So where maybe he comes back, you know, today and hits a home run or goes 2-for-4 and knocks in two runs. That's the guy that and plays flawless shortstop. That's when you want to be one of the 10 top paid players in the league. You know, you're going to have performances like Jock Peterson's a hell of a player, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. You know, the other thing that this also does highlight a little bit, and this is why this game, when your closer is on rest and he's out there, you got to win the games. Because your pitching staff is in shambles, just like the Yankees' pitching staff is in shambles.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got problems all over it, and you got to mix and match, and you're asking guys to do things that, and you're just holding your breath, especially in a game like last night. And, you know, Buck alluded to it. He goes, you know, I got to figure out how we're going to get through tomorrow's game.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, and now that is the challenge in a day game and a guy who, with inexperience, starting on the mound. So a shout out to our guy, Wayne Randazzo, who last night was thinking of us. So
think
about this. The Mets come back, seven runs in that eighth inning. Wayne Randazzo at close to 1 a.m. has got us on his mind.
Seven-run eighth inning. Boomer and Gio are going to be running the highlights tomorrow morning. Hope they're still up. Otherwise, they'll have a lot to catch up on.
Well, I hope they're not, because with that schedule, you can't be awake at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, there you go, Wayne.
On all two strikes pitch.
All right, there you go. But that is, Wayne knows the deal. What's the other guy's name again?
Eisenberg.
Yes, I forget. I'm sorry. I should know. It's his first year, and we don't remember.
Yeah, but he was like, no, you know.
He's like, I hope they're still up.
I hope my former Maryland Terrapin is sleeping right now.
Jake Eisenberg.
I have to say that, you know, with about 5 minutes to go in that game last night, it's amazing how, I don't know if other Ranger fans felt this way, when you're not at the game and you're sitting there and you're watching, you're laying in bed and you're watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the you're under 5 minutes, you're up 4-1. I could just like, whew, I could now go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was not all charged up over the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a relaxation. It's a relief. Yeah, without a doubt.
And then you flip over, and, you know, the Yankees are in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then I didn't get to see the Mets thing live either. I watched it this morning.
I mean, if you would have been up for that, I would have had to have a talk with you.
No.
Yeah, I would have had to have a talk with you.
I would have been up for it had the Rangers lost.
Yeah. You know, I actually ended up, for whatever reason, I got caught on the beginning of the Flames and Oilers.
Connor McDavid's ridiculous.
And then I said to myself, I had a moment with myself. I said, you go to sleep. What the hell is wrong with you? Right off the bat, the Flames goalie made this idiotic. He whiffed on the puck, and then
you didn't see it later on in the game. Mike Smith gave up a 100-footer.
No, yeah, he's only a 100-footer.
He's a goalie for the Edmonton Oilers. Wow. But the one thing is, and it's if you, I know it sounds ridiculous to those fans out there that are not hockey fans, but there, every now and again, there's a guy that comes along that's just different than everybody. Just totally different than everybody. And it happens in every sport. And that is Connor McDavid for Edmonton. The things that he does on his ice skates are remarkable. Yeah. I mean, remarkable. I think he could be part of the Canadian Olympic figure skating team if he really wanted to be. Because the things that he can do on his skates.
Triple Lutz.
And it's just his whole awareness and his body awareness. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like watching LeBron James in his prime. Remember when LeBron was in his prime?
Oh, sure.
What is in his prime.
Right.
And because these sports are sports where you're going up and down and you're not sitting in one spot like a baseball player or a football player. I mean, like, watching Tom Brady is amazing. Watching Joe Burrow is amazing. Watching... Lamar Jackson in his MVP season was amazing because it was always, he always had the ball in his hands.
Sure.
And when these guys are on the ice or when they, it's amazing what he can do. I mean, just the awareness of the whole game and the ability to skate and shoot and pass and create so many opportunities for his teammates. You gotta see it to believe it. It's the only way I could put it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.